Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast wa yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast, where every single day, 365 days a year, I teach about Japanese and Japanese grammar, and every single day I try to do a Japanese grammar point to help you improve your Japanese speaking, reading, writing, etc. ability. And today we're going over a fairly common Japanese grammar point. I tried to kind of play the gambit a little bit, so on earlier in the week I usually do a little bit more beginner grammar point, and then more towards the end of the week it gets a little bit more advanced, but really there isn't much advanced Japanese. As long as you understand the fundamentals, you're just learning different ways of saying things. So today we're talking about the grammar point base te mo ii. Base te is turning a godan verb, and you're going to change it a couple of different ways. For example, it's mu, it's nde, if it's ku, it's ite, and then if it's a ichidan verb, then we're going to change it, just simply drop the du off of base three and put te on the end. If you're not familiar with these, I'll put a link down below that will show you exactly how to turn every verb into base te. With that in mind, though, you're going to take the verb into base te, and then you're going to put mo, and by doing this, you're saying even if verbing. Base te plus mo is even if verbing. So when you say base te mo, and then e would be, e is the adjective for good. So by putting all three of these parts together, base te plus mo, the particle, as well makes it but, and then e adds good, would it be okay even if? Would it be okay even if? And this is usually going to ask, be used when asking a question. Would it be all right if I? Could I? Would you? You can use it for a question for them. Would you? So all of these different types of questions are going to be added in there. So let me give you some example sentences and we'll work through this together. So for example, if I say, toire, so the bathroom, toire or oterai, both are completely appropriate. Oterai ni itemo ii desu ka? Iku becomes itte with the chitsai tsu there, itte. Itemo ii desu ka? May I go to the restroom? May I go to the bathroom? Even if I go, will it be okay? Is but you're directly saying in Japanese. Let's do another one. Nihongo de, in Japanese, by the means of Japanese, hanasu becomes hanashite. Hanashitemo ii desu ka? Nihongo de hanashitemo ii desu ka? Should we speak, would it be alright if we spoke in Japanese? This is a great sentence. You can switch Japanese for English if you don't feel comfortable. You can say, ego de hanashitemo ii desu ka? Is alright if we speak in Japanese? And implying that there's a we, or may I speak Japanese is completely appropriate as well. This is a very, very useful sentence because it's basically asking for permission in a very light and roundabout way. It's really, really easy to do and really great to do when you're at someone's home and you need to use the restroom or you need someone to pass the salt or something along those lines. It's very, very commonly used. And remember, when using this form, put it into base te, add mo, and then I, and you can add desu ka at the end, or you can just do the informal inflection. So if I said something along the lines of, kore wo tabete mo ii, kore would be this, wo is the object marker, so the, what I'm talking about is that, kore wo taberu becomes tabete, tabete mo ii desu ka, tabete mo ii, is alright if I eat this? In other words, you're not going to eat that? It'd be just fine. Alright, with that, I will sign off. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, jane.